Now, there's another explanation for this, and that is the thetan decays to a point where he becomes a body cell. And one eventually becomes a body cell and knows his place in the whole thing and has been thoroughly educated in how to perform as a body cell. This is totally valid as an explanation that says you sooner or later would not be able to get out of your head and you would go into the body crunch and you would remain there forever, carrying along from body to body and so forth with your experience. It's a very wonderful way to frighten people. And totally impossible. The mathematical computation involved would require as many lives back as there are cells in the body, and we have so grandly exceeded the half-life of this universe, which is rather easily computable in numbers of ways. We've gone back so many trillions of trillions of quadrillions of quadbillions of years that there is no such concatenation of life, and there couldn't be any such operating activity. We count the number of separate living cells there are in a body, one after the other, and we come up with the fact that if each one got trapped in the body and lived a lifetime, we just went back, and it's an uncomputable thing. It doesn't even work if you picked up one every minute from here to the beginning of eternity. It's just still, they are utterly countless. You just turn a microscope on and you look at the numbers of them and you'll find the main trick of the universe, how the universe absolutely cows us, each and every one. And that is under the whole subject of quantity. They make us look at quantity, and that in itself is a trap. Each of us is one, and each of us looks at the many and sees that it is so many that we ourselves are rather staggered by the whole thing and feel ourselves inadequate. But when we realize that some preclears are dead in their heads and some preclears are exteriorized rather easily, we see that there's a difference amongst beings. Well, I don't know why we're so egocentric that we believe there could be only one type of thetan. I don't know why this would be the case at all. Why should we assume there's only one type of thetan? Be kind of a silly thing to assume. The way you lick this quantity thing is very interesting. Is when you look at a tree, look at one leaf. Odd things happen to you if you do that. But it is not true, as far as I can determine in any way, shape, or form, that the body is composed totally of trapped thetans. Or that the wall over there is composed totally of trapped thetans. See, it's not true. It's not easily established, but it certainly doesn't hold water. Doesn't make sense. In view of the fact that it is so numerous, and the body cells are so numerous, that we come a cropper at once. We say, well, there's something someplace mocking up a lot of something. And when you realize that you have the capability of endowing with life things, why, then we don't even know that the genetic entity is alive. We don't know that it's alive at all. It might be just a machinery or a computation of one kind or another that goes on, that you continue to endow with life to some degree until you separate from it. View the fact it's impossible to trap you in the first place. It must be with your consent. You certainly wouldn't consent that far.